We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I made the conversation about Jimmy's and the Godfather cake because what troubles me about Americans is that we will fixate on that word, Jimmy's, rather than hiring more African-Americans, creating more opportunity, getting kids through school, working on explosive crime rates, or calling a bakery saying it's demeaning to Italians to use the word Godfather on a cake. When all they're trying to do is hold on to employees, skyrocketing health insurance costs, unbelievable difficulty in just staying in business. But we're going to fixate on the cake. And just getting people hired today in small business. No one wants to work. I had to grab Norm Candelore. We've been friends for almost 20 years. He has this startup, Candelore's Barking Beauties, and they're killing it. And I'm telling you, folks, there are 100,000 jobs open that no one wants right now. And I had to grab Norm, ask him if he's having trouble. Norm, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, how's my friend? Before you start, you owe me a commission check. I want you to know that right now. There's so many people coming down to the salon and listening to the Get More special that I'm serious. I'm not even kidding you. I'm out in the parking lot directing traffic with people coming from Robinson Moon. They're hearing me on the Get Marty show, and I'm saying, oh, my God, what did I do here? Just so you know, it's definitely making an impact. I just want you to know that. So I'm expecting a commission check. Just want you to know.
All right, brother. Hey. So you're one of the most honest men I've ever known. So Norm also is a legendary salesman with Saris Candy. So Saris has job openings. You don't. Saris is struggling to find people like everyone else. You're not. Why, Norm? Why?
Well, our business, first of all, let's be fair about it. Our business is a little bit different. We start our employees off at $12 an hour, which is way above minimum wage. Our guys, they make a tremendous amount of money in tips. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. And sometimes those tips are $5, $6, $7, up to $8 more per hour. So somebody coming in making $12 an hour is really making $20, $22 an hour with the help of the tips and the customers naturally taking care of their favorite bathers and groomers and that type of stuff. Where Saris is a little bit different situation. You know, they start $12, $14 an hour, but there's no tips. I mean, so you're pretty much fixed at that rate. So it's not fair to compare the two.
No, but I think it's extraordinary. Why don't people want those $12 to $14 an hour jobs anymore, Norm? Why, man?
I don't think it's that they don't want them. I think that right now they're comfortable with and I hate to use the word government or unemployment because I don't know exactly how it all works. And I wish I did, but they're getting subsidized to stay home. They're getting subsidized not to put gas in their car to go to work.
Nice.
They're getting, it all adds up. I mean, even downtown Pittsburgh, I'll be honest with you, and I'm scared to death of this. I'm not even a downtown Pittsburgh person. I mean, I like downtown Pittsburgh. I go to the games and stuff. But what are they going to do when this is all gone and the PNC building and the Mellon Bank building and the PPG building has empty floors because people got used to working at home and don't have to pay $200 a week to park their car? What are they going to do?
It's true. So,
and it scares me.
Norm, I had plumbers on today. A Pitt, Ohio trucking pays 75 to 100 grand. They have 200 openings. I have painters, lawn care guys. No one can get anyone to work. I think Norm's right. I think people feel like, I think I can just make ends meet and chill at home, right?
Well, I think also people know this is going to go away. I'm not saying when. I mean, we're all hoping tomorrow morning. But I also think, you know what? Hey, I got a chance here to do what I'm doing, and I can pay my bills, and I'm getting a check every week, whatever that dollars may be. And if this lasts another 4, 5, 6 months, I'm going to have to go back to work eventually. Eventually, it's going to end eventually. When? We don't know just yet, but hopefully, you know, maybe September, October, if we're optimistic about it, and I am. At that point in time, I think all these gates will open up. And I'll tell you this, I've never seen more signs on businesses saying we're hiring.
Ever.
In my entire life, I've never seen it. I drive through Monongahela, and I can tell you that every other building has a sign were hiring or help wanted. I'm 64 years old. Wow. I've also had jobs growing up in different places. I've never seen these opportunities in my lifetime.
But you also disprove the premise that young people are lazy, because all of your folks are young and they work their tails off. So that's not necessarily true that they're lazy, sir.
They're not lazy. Young kids aren't lazy. I would never say that in a million years. I wouldn't say that if I didn't have a business. I watch these young people come to my salon every day. Yeah. They bust their butts. And I'm gonna stay straight on the radio. I'll stay with pride.
Yeah.
If I had to do what these young kids are doing every day, if I went to work at Candler Barking Bees today from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock,
yeah,
doing what they're doing every single day, and knowing tomorrow morning I'm going back and doing it again, I'm not going back. I'll say it right now.
Yeah, it's hard work.
Okay, that's how hard they bust their butts.
Yeah, I was there. It's hard work, man. It's laborious.
Okay, and I mean, yeah, it is. It is hard work, and there's nobody has more respect for their people than I do. And I know that, look, there's no doubt about it. Candler's Barking Bees is successful. I'm proud to say that. I'm glad to be part of it. But it's our employees, and there is nobody else will tell you that better than I will.
Yeah, but
it's our employees.
But Norm, but you're also saying that these are high school kids with no real background. You train them, and they can make $50,000 to $60,000, right?
Well, I'm a guy. Well, 36 to 72 thousand is our range.
Wow.
Yes, and that's, and again. And then when I say those numbers to you, Marty, that's not tips. That's what I'm paying. Okay, that 36 is plus tips. That 72 is plus tips.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just telling you what can be done if you get a trade and if you know how to go to school to be a groomer, please go to school to be a groomer. Come see me because we're expanding. In fact, I wanted to tell you we might have number 5 open up for pretty soon.
So, and again, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So, you think motivation, money-wise, is the biggest incentive, sir, to get them back on the job?
Let's go backwards for a second here. I think opportunities.
Okay.
If you give these kids your opportunities and we'll help them and build them, and every once we'll give them a pat on the back and say, attaboy, and respect what they're doing, they want to do more. I have a young girl, I'll use it for an example. She was a hairdresser. She comes in my salon. Every day she comes to me asking, hey, what else can I do? Hey, Mr. Candler, today I learned this.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Candler, I was doing the front end this morning. I was learning how to do the checkout. People will, if you give them a little bit of encouragement and an opportunity and allow them to use their brains, I'm going to tell you, I learn more from them than they do from me. I watch what they do, and I say, wow, that was pretty good how you did that. I learn what they're doing, and they're pretty amazing. Young people are pretty amazing, and their skills on computers are so much better. Remember, I'm 64. Microsoft wasn't even around when I started.
No, you're right.
Okay?
No, you're right.
Young kids, they start in kindergarten knowing how to do PowerPoint, knowing how to do Word, knowing how to do Excel. I have to ask them, how do I do this? All the stuff you see on Facebook and stuff, I get all this credit. Candler's Barking Bees, Norm Candler, he's great, he's that, he's that. They have no idea.
But hold on, Norm, but all the jobs people are begging for, what's the bottom line? You think folks are just comfortable with the unemployment covers there.
I think right now they're on vacation.
Okay.
You know, I hate to say that. I think right now they're on vacation. They know what they're saying. This is going to go away.
COVID lazy.
I have to take the summer off. I have the chance to take the summer off. I'm bringing an X amount of dollars a week. My bills are paid. I got a car I'm driving. I don't need a lot. So you know what? When this is all said and done, I'll go get a job.
I agree.
I think that's what you're saying.
I agree. Thanks, Norm. You're my man.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.